What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief.
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Self-Helpless. This is Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And this is Kelsey Cook.
Oh, I like God, when you say this is.
I know. It sounds like a voicemail again. Oh, I'm so lame. I swear. As you can tell, we're just a little tired. This week, we're talking about a subject near and dear to our hearts that we have referenced probably every week forever. I can't believe we haven't done a full episode on it. Yeah. And that is burnout.
Yeah.
Which is something that I, quite frankly, didn't know was a thing until Delaney told us it was probably back around Christmas, right?
Real thing, dude. Look it up. You can see signs, symptoms, things happening in your brain, like your neurons aren't firing properly, all that shit. It is a medical thing. I mean, it's real. It's not just like an excuse anymore, like, oh, I'm so burnt out. It's like, oh, dude, there's some stuff happening inside your body you need to take care of.
Yeah. When celebrities check themselves into the hospital for exhaustion, and you used to think that's just some fluffy bullshit.
Right.
Then you start actually having, I mean, I'm not Jessica Simpson. She's not doing anything. What is she doing? Proactive commercials? I'm thinking back in the day, that bitch was busy. And like, I'm not saying I'm her, but we do have very busy schedules. And you're like, well, okay, I get it.
Yeah. You're better. You're better than Jessica Simpson.
I love Jessica.
First, let's do some segments. We're going to do a quotable. I have one. If you guys have some too, I mean, I'm down.
Let's do a
little quotable feast. We haven't seen each other in a while.
We could do a quotable feast. You know what I thought of? Because I've never listened to podcasts before, and I just recently started listening to podcasts.
Really?
And I always thought, I thought about our intro, you know, a lot of people will say the same kind of intro every time. How we just kind of start off with names, and I'm probably thinking this, people's like, who the fuck are these people? Like, should we add like, hey, we're three type A comedians?
No,
read the description.
No, right? It's in the description. Nobody just clicks on a podcast without reading what it is. That's They're reading good. It.
What podcast they did you it? Listen to where they were like, this
every
is what it is?
Every podcast I've listened to has had the same intro episode. I've been listening to, they're all very nice, by the way. I've been listening to a lot of like entrepreneurial stuff. Like Kathy Heller, don't keep your day job has been really good. You guys should check that out. It's helpful. And then I from there I've moved on to so many different ones, and I can't even remember all of the names.
But they a pre-recorded thing though, where it's like,
usually,
pew, pew, it's welcome usually, to
yeah, it's usually pre-recorded.
We're pretty good at fake podcasts.
Leading authority on paleo diets. welcome to the gun show, and then it's like a cut in yeah. from different episodes.
But yeah, it's interesting because I don't listen to it in order or anything. I'll just yeah. pick like an right. episode, then I'll be like, oh shit, do we need to tell people no. who we are?
We do, I think, the perfect amount by introducing ourselves.
Yeah.
So it's like if they've never heard us, they can kind of know what name goes with who.
Yeah.
But they're, in fact, they're reading the description.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's called self-helpless.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd get it,
you'd
right?
get it.
And if you're not, that's not on us.
If anyone is listening and this is your first time, you picked a weird first time.
We're sassy right
We're
now.
We're sassy. This is us just firing real hot.
I just had to get it out there because I'm like, I wonder if somebody's listening like, what are these people?
No way.
Okay,
no way.
Fantastic.
You if are you also know. Like an old woman with things of that nature. So whatever you think isn't what you should think.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay, this is the one I saw on Brain. Do you guys follow Brain Picker on Instagram?
No.
I love Brain Picker. They got these. It's like all quotes. It's great.
Okay.
See, I screenshot them regularly.
I love it.
I liked this one a lot. It's by Elaine de Botton.
I think that sounds great.
De Botton, I think. It says, if we are not regularly deeply embarrassed by who we are, the journey to self-knowledge hasn't begun.
I love that.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It. Yeah.
Isn't that great?
If you're not like fucking shit up, what are you doing? Right? Yeah, like if you're not taking some chances and some risks and pushing, bless you.
Almost fell out my chair on that one. Sorry, guys.
But yeah, if you're not taking risks and pushing yourself and just exploring new things.
So funny.
Are you bored?
So funny that you got that from this, because what I got was, if you don't think you're kind of garbage, you're definitely garbage. Like, you better be self, like, you are not self-aware unless you're kind of like, ooh, I kind of suck. Like, everybody kind of sucks, and you should know that. And if you don't feel that way, like, a little bit of self-doubt is healthy.
Like that's you what should I, know I your shit it. Stinks.
Yeah, but you okay. read it more oh. as like, if you're not getting caught skinny dipping at midnight, then you're not really living. Like,
sure, that or
you
like,
read it so much more fun.
Or if you're not putting out like a terrible piece of artwork, then you'll never get good. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, I read it more like that, like more artist way, where you have to make mistakes to learn and get better.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Right.
Look at that. I love a good quote that splits the room.
Seriously. We always take something a little different from our
streams
quotes.
Running yeah. amok. Okay.
What do you have?
I have from Anthony Bourdain, which has just been such a weird week. And
Kate
it makes
Spade and Anthony, it's like, oh, they come in threes, so I'm a little scared.
I know. But it really did, I feel like, especially for our podcast and with us talking about like finances a couple weeks ago and stuff like that, and we're so driven for success and like how important it is to take care of your mental health, because you can be extremely successful and extremely rich and have a family and all these things that everybody's striving for and it won't matter unless you've got like your mental health right.
It's terrifying to be able to look at somebody from the outside and think they are living their best life and then they kill themselves.
Wow. Yeah.
That, I mean, you really have no idea what's going on.
No.
Yeah, it's nuts. You know what's crazy? I almost posted something like the day before that happened about how like I had gotten really low like a few months back because I just was so sick of people saying like, you're killing it right now, you're all over the place. And I was just like, I've been like so sad, like sadder in the last year than I have in a long time. And it's been like the best year for me career wise and I've also been the happiest I've been, but it's been a lot. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm just so sick of playing the game, I just want to post something real. And then I didn't, because I was like, oh, this is gonna like, and then that happened and I was like, oh thank god I didn't, because that would have looked super pandery, I feel like, because like people, even people posting like pictures of Anthony Bourdain, like that kind of rubs me the wrong way a little bit. Like there were some people who like wrote beautiful articles or like personal experiences they'd had or kept it short or whatever, but there were some people who I was just kind of like, you just woke up this morning and went, oh cool, something I can post.
Yeah, you can you can smell
you
that.
You can smell it.
You can smell
people
it.
Like to attach themselves to tragedy.
But I do appreciate, I mean, I have seen a fair amount of posts where people like, especially, I think last month was Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yeah.
And I saw a lot of posts from people who were just like, you know, I struggled with this or my friend did this. And it was like, I always appreciate seeing that because it's so much more helpful than like you all done up for an event or something.
Right.
You know, like looking spotless.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
So this is an Anthony Bourdain quote that I really loved. It says, it seems that the more places I see and experience, the bigger I realize the world to be. The more I become aware of it, the more I realize how relatively little I know of it. Maybe that's enlightenment enough to know that there is no final resting place of the mind, no moment of smug clarity. Perhaps wisdom, at least for me, means realizing how small I am and unwise and how far I have yet to go.
Mm. Ooh, that's so good.
Yeah, I really like that there's no final resting place of the mind and no moment of smug clarity, because I feel like a lot of the times, especially with this podcast and with the purpose of self-help, is that we're just like, well, once I get there, then I'm cured and I get it and I'm happy forever. And it kind of takes the pressure off to just know that it's every day, it's ongoing, and you're always changing and you're always learning, and there's no finish line really of like you're fixed.
Right.
Yeah. 100%.
You never get there.
Yeah, because there's nowhere to get. There.
No.
I think that's so beautiful. I was talking to someone about that yesterday, where it was like, because I get frustrated about how young I am a lot of the time and how I just want to, you know.
Boo!
Open. Okay. All right. So I just get sad about how few wrinkles I have.
I know. Fuck off.
You know. Can we cue the fans? Cue the fans. No, but like, I mean, as far as having perspective or lack thereof and feeling like there are... And the way I described it was like, I feel like I'm not like colored in completely, I guess. Like, I feel like there's like a lot of white space, and I know I'm going to get there, but like, I got to have kids first, or like, I got to do something.
It sounds
like
a good bit, by the way.
Yeah.
It does. A lot of white space.
A lot of white space.
Fun.
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah. Anyway, continue. Right.
Yeah.
Maybe
I'll try
just
it.
Just think that.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, and you can't like, it's so frustrating. And when I hear stuff like that, I mean, because there are endless quotes about the wisdom is knowing you know nothing.
Right.
It's so true. Like, the older and wiser you get, the more you're like, oh, I actually.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I have no idea, and I never will, and I just kind of have to be okay with that.
That's so interesting, because I could look at you and be like, yeah, you're young, but for me, you feel very, like, interesting and filled out. Like, you feel like you've colored in. You know what I'm saying?
Totally,
where it's like,
yeah.
Look, you grew up in an interesting way.
Especially more than most people your age.
Yeah, you're a professional headlining comedian at your age. Yeah. You, like, I mean, there's so much about you that's interesting to me.
Yeah, you've had relationships.
You suffered a huge loss as a child. Like, you had such complex things about you to where that must just be how we feel about ourselves. And nobody else is looking at you thinking, oh, she's got a long way to go before she's a real person.
Right. You know,
that just must be in your own head, like, because you've sat with yourself for so long.
Right.
That somebody looking at you might think you're the most interesting person in the world.
Right.
You know,
or at least marginally. Let's not get crazy. But that's such a good quote.
I was going to quote this dude I found, but then I realized that I said something to you guys in a text recently that you said I should quote myself.
Oh, yes.
And now I'm trying to.
I have it. I screenshotted it. And I can't believe I didn't even do
this
one first.
This is a self-helpless first, everybody.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even remember what it is.
We've gone mad with power.
I want to put this text in bold for this episode because it's what this episode is about. We were talking about being burnt out, and Delaney says, you got to do what makes you happy. It's your life. You can fit your job into your life, not the other way around.
Mm. Oh, that is pretty
really good.
Cell phone drop.
Pat
you can
on the
fit
back.
Your job into your life, not the other way around.
Right. Or maybe it should be, you should fit your job into your life and not your life into your job.
Yeah,
because that's how I feel.
Polish it up,
you know.
Tighten it
for the pillow.
We'll tighten it. We'll paint it pretty. And we'll put it on the wall. But because that's how I feel when I'm trying to do everything and do too much. I just feel like, oh, I'm trying to take 10 minutes here to, oh, I stared at a tree for a few minutes. So that's a little life right there, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna have a 20 minute lunch with my friend. That's a little bit of life that I'm fitting in.
Yeah. I stared at a tree for 20 seconds. You know? That's a little bit of life right there. Can that be our next shirt? That's a little bit of life right there.
Sure. Just microdosing life.
Like a checkbox.
Microdosing life is a great way to put it. Funny. Well, you're trying to squeeze it in because you know it's important.
Yes. Yeah.
But you are putting all your work first. And that's what I just feel like you have to do the other thing.
Yeah.
The other way around is the way to live.
Yeah. Balance.
I fully looked at a tree and gone, good job. That's nuts. Yeah. Oh, that's so funny to me.
God damn, dude.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
I mean, truly, I feel like you're like a TEDx speaker, whatever. I'm like,
I think you're a regular TED speaker.
TED Talk. Oh, you put into words exactly where I am in my life. And it's been very frustrating to like figure out what I'm trying to do. And you just like, you said it so succinctly.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, that came out, sounded weird. But yeah, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Anytime, guys.
I'm full of them, babes.
You probably are the most zen of the three of us.
I didn't take the career path that you guys are down, because here's the thing. If I was, I would not be zen.
Yeah.
I would not be. I'm just like you guys. I mean, Kelsey and
changing.
I are like the same person. I see myself like when Kelsey's doing stand-up stuff.
Yeah.
I know that's how I would be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know how that's what it'd be. I know how difficult that is and how you become your own worst enemy in your head.
Oh,
and you don't let yourself relax or
I am
rest.
Handling it so much better.
Yeah.
You fuck you. God.
You too. But I mean, like, I see what you guys do, and I'm like, we're all so similar that I know that's what I would be doing. And I remember like making decisions where I'm like, I got too scared to go down that road.
Yeah.
I got way too scared because I could see where like, okay, first of all, you guys love it. So that makes it different to where I'm like, I'm not even in love with this thing. And I can see how I could get wrapped up into it, even though I don't love it. And how if I start depending more on, you know, more and more financially on it, I won't be able to like get back out of it as easily as I want.
Yeah. You'll paint yourself into a corner.
Yeah.
What did Barry say? Like, was it corrupting winning? What?
Oh,
complicating winning.
Complicating winning. That was good.
Man.
That was gold right there.
I feel like that's kind of what you're saying, that like you can see yourself in me with that, where it's like you become your own worst enemy and you're like robbing the joy from yourself. And it's like, why?
Right.
It's impossible to enjoy anything because there's always something else you have to do.
Yeah.
Right. And the anxiety just ruins it. I realized the other day, like all I say all the time to people, because I did some shows this weekend and I saw a comic friend of mine who was like, are you enjoying it? Like he always says like, are you enjoying it? I'm like, and I always say, I'll enjoy it once X is over.
Oh,
I'll enjoy it
you
once.
You do say that.
Yeah. I'll be like, I'll have fun once I tape this thing. Once I get to July. Once I get to this time off. Like, which is so... that you can, I can't live my life that way. That's crazy.
That is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, even what Barry was saying about how his story about Dane Cook is like when he got to that place, he felt kind of like empty or like what's next. Where I've realized that I was doing certain things just for the accolade or just to say I had done it, even though I was not enjoying the everyday process. To me, it's like I need to enjoy my everyday process, because I feel like that's where you get the most joy. If you're really loving every part of it, then you're happy every day versus I'll be happy when I get this milestone. Or I'll be happy when I get the next one. But I'm like, I'm not even happy in the middle. So why would I be happy about the milestone where it's just like, okay, now I got to do this another milestone. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
that actually goes in nicely to what I would say is my treat yourself this week is I canceled on, I was supposed to be, anybody who's been watching my calendar and listens to this podcast knows I was supposed to be at Bonnaroo.
Yeah.
This last weekend that now this is going to come out on the 25th, but we're recording a few weeks earlier. And I canceled pretty much at the last minute because I was just like, I'm going to be gone for so much of this month and I'm getting ready. This comes out on the 25th.
Yes.
So when you're listening to this today, I'm probably a mess right now because I'm doing the Tonight Show in a few days.
Woo! And woo! Just casually glaze over it.
Let's hope. And I'm trying really hard to make sure I enjoy it. But I I was just like, I can't. And I texted them and called Kelsey and was just like, tell me it's okay that to cancel this, because most everyone is telling me it's fine. But like, you know, your agent says one thing where they're like, well, it might look bad. And it's like, oh, you're right. What if someone?
Yeah. That's like the last thing you need to hear.
Yeah. I just need someone to be like, no, whatever you need to do. And the same thing happened when I was getting ready for the Netflix 15 is my college agent was like, that's a lot of schools to cancel. Are you sure? And I was just like, screw it. I have to be ready for this thing and I'm not going to go. And I didn't just sit on my ass. Like I canceled this festival where I was only doing a few sets and instead stayed in town and did like 10 as opposed to 3 sets.
Right.
And got a lot of work done on that Tonight Show set I'm working on. And, you know, took Sunday off like the whole day and had like an amazing day. And it was just so much better as far as like a decision for me at the moment. But if I was going off of what I think all of us have done at times is going for the accolade and going, well, this is a cool thing. Like,
yeah,
I am so fucking done being cool. Like I'm so done trying to like look like I've got and do the thing. Like every time I have done what I wanted to do instead of what I'm supposed to do, from like the time I moved out of LA and was like, screw it, I'm gonna go to Orange County,
right?
That's been so, every time has been so rewarding for me. And just watching you stop doing stand-up, even though you had all those same fears, you're like, what are people gonna think, they're gonna assume this, and when you were just like, screw it, I don't care what anybody thinks. It doesn't matter what anyone thinks. It just matters if I'm okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so true. And yeah, God, I was tearing. I mean, it was unbearable. Like leaving was unbearable. Like I nightmares and just like ruminating on of it, you know, on it and thinking that I had wasted 6.5 years and that I now it was finally getting at a time where I could make a text a few people and I'd be booked for 30 shows. Like when you get to, you put in that time to get to that place where you finally, it's like a little easier. I know how to write jokes better. I know how to get booked, like all this stuff, these things that you build towards. And it's, I felt like it was like running half of a marathon and then walking away, like not like finishing it or not going forward or whatever. It was like, what was the point of this? I've made the piece where like there were so many good things that came out of it,
right?
But it's so unbearable to change paths. And so I needed to just like fill my time reading and listening to people who had changed paths to make sure I was gonna be okay.
Yeah, and have now, some people show you the way.
Yeah, and just like, oh, this is not, I'm not the only person who's gone through this. I'm not special. I'm not the only person who has switched
special.
Career.
That's
what my mom said. Yeah, it's like I'm not the only person in the world who's ever changed paths or careers or done something different than that what they've been doing. So
yeah.
I just needed to hear that for my own sanity.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
But it makes sense it was so hard. It's like a divorce. You thought you were going to be doing this thing the rest of your life.
Yeah. At one point I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you had to just be like, this isn't the thing.
Taylor and I talked about it on the phone, actually, when you were deciding to cancel Bonnaroo. Mm-hmm. And we were saying that we're both kind of in this weird place where it's like you put in so much time and you work so hard to get to a point where you are wanted and people are offering you things. But the problem is that you have worked so hard to the point that you're burnt out, which is what this whole episode is about, that when the offers come in, now you're kind of in a place where you're like, oh, but I'm so tired.
You're so tired.
I just need to take a nap. I just want to stay in my own bed for more than 2 nights in a row. And it's like this weird paradox of the timing is so shitty.
Yes. And you get these things you've been working for, but now you're like, so I'm going to go and do this thing, but I'm going to be sick. The whole time.
Exactly.
I'm going to be run down and ill.
Exactly.
For it, like, and not enjoy it and just get no sleep for 2 days. And it's like, no, that doesn't, that's not worth it at all.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Oh man. Absolutely. So happy I have you guys.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Should we do a couple more segments or get into the meat?
I mean, I feel like both of you have big things that happened as far as like your weekend was very emotional and cool. And then you just had a big goals update.
Do it, Kels.
Okay. I feel like you just called on me in class and I'm like, all right. First of all, just a quick self-care list. I need to stop putting my own suitcase in the overhead. I need to just take a second and ask somebody to help me put it up there because I keep really hurting my back.
Ooh.
But I don't know if you guys feel like this when you're boarding a plane and it's just that that anxiety, urgency, that pressure from everybody behind you, that if you stop for even just 2 milliseconds, people are like, just get going. And so I would just quickly grab it and try and put it up. Yes,
can
Taylor?
I say one thing?
Yes.
Not to push it, Southwest, your bag is checked for free. Keep
going. Oh, my Lord. Okay. I actually did book on Southwest for Boise in a couple months. So thank you.
Thank you.
And it was so much cheaper than, I'm like, what have I been doing?
I have no idea.
I know. I'm so sorry. Taylor's converted me to Southwest. Anyway, it's just a quick thing. I just have to put that out into the world so I actually start doing it, because I've told myself about 30 times, because I've hurt my back about 30 times, and I just get into the moment, and I'm like, I'll do it. And then I'm like,
So beautiful. It's a privilege for anyone to be asked anything by you.
Oh, my God.
Like, you're doing people
you're
a favor.
Sweet. Like, you just see me. You just
they're already getting on the plane going like, I hope I sit by her. Like, you're fine. Just,
I don't know about it, 4:30 in the morning. I look very different, but thank you. And then my kind of like, treat yourself, whatever. I went back home to Spokane and Cheney up in Washington State, where I'm from, because my mom is selling our childhood home. We've been there for 20 years. I mean, obviously, I haven't lived there in 11, but we've had the home for 20 years, and my mom's been there. She's retiring after 30 years of teaching, so it was just like going home to throw her this retirement party and help her pack. And one of my best friends lives in Spokane, and another one of them drove over from Seattle so we could have like a night together, just the three of us, get drunk and have fun. And that's been a huge change in my life, to make seeing my friends a priority. Because for the last 3 years, it's like I became that person that was missing, you know, all sorts of family things and holiday things and friend get-togethers, because I was just like, well, but I work that weekend, so...
Yeah.
I miss so many foosball tournaments, like so many foosball tournaments, because I just was like, well, I can't justify fucking, it's basically gambling, like a sport where you pay money and then hopefully play well enough to win. I can't do that over paid work. That's crazy. Like, I worked so hard to get this paid work. Why would I do that? But man, I lost so much sight of the balance in my life. So I've gotten to see those two best friends of mine like 3 times in the last 3 months, which
that's
is
great.
That's amazing.
Unheard of. Like, so that is necessary. Not, yeah, that has not been happening the last 3 years. So, so good to see them. And I just felt so at peace the whole time I was there. I didn't think I could have anxiety if I wanted to this weekend.
That's incredible.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah.
And there were like a couple situations that came up where I'm like, my mom and I, you know, helping your mom throw away things can be a touchy thing.
Yeah.
Because things can get, you know, sentimental and whatever. And there were times I think if I had not been in that good of a place, it would have been a fight and whatever. And I just was like, okay, well, whatever you want to do. Like, you couldn't get me to argue with you when I was in Spokane and Cheney. It felt so good. And I miss it a lot. And it's, I don't know, I feel a little bit lost now, because I just want to figure out a way to get there, get back there as soon as I can. But it doesn't make any sense.
Mm.
Like, we've talked about Dan Cummins before, who... did the LA thing. He's in his 40s.
You should ask
I think.
Him to do this podcast.
I love him. Dan Cummins. He's a great comedian. Okay. I think he's what would you say, late 30s, early 40s?
Yeah, probably.
And so I mean, he's done the LA thing. He has a very successful podcast. He still goes on the road all the time, but I think he just felt like he didn't need to actually live here anymore. He has a wife and kid or two. I don't know how many kids he has, but he moved to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, which is like the area that he and I are both from. I mean, like, Spokane, Cheney, Coeur d'Alene is all kind of within like 45 minutes of everything. And I try so hard to feel at home here, and I just don't. It's really hard, because I do try really hard, and I know that like hopefully moving to a better apartment will help, but it's just, I don't know how to explain it because you guys are from here and I've told you I'm jealous of it because like that has to just be a built-in feeling the way that I feel with Washington where it's like built in, yeah. That's home. I walk in, I walk out of the airport, the air smells the way I'm used to it smelling. It's just who I am. It's yeah. like yeah. fucking where I came from. And California is not that. And I don't know how long it will take to feel that way or if I ever will, but... Mm. I don't know. That's it's just kind of tough.
Yeah.
I know I have to be here for probably at least another 10 years. Ugh. And it's really hard to
think
that.
But your mom will
that.
Be here soon, yeah. which will help a ton.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. It will. Like, yeah. it really will. But, man.
You just got to try to bring the home to you a little bit, whether it's finding an area that you like. Because L.A. is big, and there's lots of nooks and crannies. And, like, you know, if yeah. you can find a little spot where you're like, you know what? This is nice and quaint and reminds me yeah. of something smaller or whatever. Or, like, whether... I mean, the more breaks you start taking, the more I feel like you can kind of ground yourself in what you're doing here. To where yeah. you've just started to kind of allow yourself to take more breaks.
Totally.
So once you feel like you have a few spots that you really love, or like you have that park that you always go to, or like that hike, it starts to slowly become your home.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. I think you guys have been grinding so much that you're here to eat, sleep, and shit, and then you go back on the plane.
I know. Shit, if I'm lucky, my bowels, my IBS gets so flared up.
Drink coffee.
So I don't think you've even been able to even make it home yet.
I know.
You know?
I know.
But you will. And yeah. you are.
I feel like a big part of me fights it, though, because I'm just like, yeah. It's not Washington, and I just want it to be Washington. But yeah. Yeah. I'm trying. I really do especially now that I'm home more, I'm trying to do everything I can. But,
yeah.
man, I really want to take you guys to Spokane, because I'll take you to all the great places, and you'll just,
wherever.
I think you'd fall in love with it. It's just such a great. Lovely place. I love it.
Yeah. Join our Patreon awesome. So that we can tour in Spokane.
I know. Yes, I know. I was thinking about that. I'm like, you guys, just spread the word about the podcast, because yes. if I can make this my life, then I can kind of live wherever I want.
Absolutely.
Seriously, though.
We passed 100 patrons this week. Yes. You guys are the best. We have 102 patrons.
It's yeah. so cool. Yeah.
You guys are the real deals, man. Everyone else, step your game up. I don't yeah. know what you're doing. I saw somebody posted on our group, our secret group on Facebook, which you can all join. Because yeah. I just told you the secret. that they responded to they had asked me about staying healthy, like while you're really busy, and she like worked like crazy
oh,
hours
yeah,
or something.
I saw that.
And she was like, she took a picture of like the little cooler she got, yeah. and it was like,
so
oh my god.
Cute.
It was so awesome. It.
And how like truly incredible the helpsters are.
Helpsters.
Because there was a story that really touched a lot of people on one of our Patreon episodes about a girl not in such a great position right now with mm-hmm. her spouse, and so many people reached out via email offering to help her financially or help support her, sending in information about where she could go. It's like these people really care about each other. Yeah. I just love the
and
community.
And they're strangers.
Yeah.
It just makes me happy because you see so much shit out there that's just negative and awful, and the news is filled with just terrible things.
Yeah.
And you just like, it's nice to have this community of people who actually genuinely give a shit about each other and are supporting each other, and they've never even met face to face.
That's why more than anything I want a tour. It's not even like about us. I just want everybody to have an excuse to meet each other.
Yeah.
And selfishly, I do want to meet everybody.
I want to meet everybody.
Because when they come to shows, it's like it just feels like meeting a friend.
Yes.
They know you. It's so cool. Shout out to Hannah, original OG Hannah, who met the dude I'm dating.
Oh my god, that's right.
Yes.
And was like messaged me and was like, so I just met such and such, and I was like, oh my god, I was like, I've never even said his name on the thing, and it was just like a happenstance thing.
She knows, dude.
She was like, I can't wait to go back, and if it had to be anyone, I'm so glad it was Hannah.
That's
she's
awesome.
Like, I can't wait to go back and listen knowing fully who it is. She
That's
was like, I was so
oh
excited. She goes, I might have punched him, I was so excited.
That's awesome.
So cute. Yeah.
Can I, speaking of like OG fans, this is an amazing listener wrote me literally, it's been like 3 months ago, and I feel so bad. She came up to me at our Ice House show for your taping,
Aww.
And she was like, I was the one who wrote you that Instagram message, and I was like, oh my god, I've been meaning to say it, and I need to get it out because it's been too long. So, and you guys, she's so adorable. She says, hi, Kelsey, my name is Corey Potter, and I listen to your Self-Helpless podcast.
Yes,
you
know the name, yeah.
I'm obsessed with all three of you and have been wanting to write a post slash slash message ever since I started listening, but have been kind of nervous slash embarrassed for how hard I fangirl because I work with Karina Sees, who I'm so glad you had on because she's the best and is freaking hilarious. Awesome. But whenever I think about what to say, it comes out gushing and about 18 paragraphs long. She's so cute.
She's so cute.
Anyways, the thing that finally got me to reach out was your story about spelling Netflix wrong when you emailed them and feeling devastated. I 100% know what that feels like, and it's an absolutely gut-wrenchingly awful feeling. And I wanted you to know that if you have Gmail, you can change the settings so that you have 30 seconds to undo a sent message.
Wow.
I've only recently started using it, so I don't know how consistently it works, but I wanted to let you know on the off chance it happens in the future. P.S. I am so proud that you stood up to that lady at the store in the airport who was rude. I'm really going to have to remember to use your phrasing in the future. Also, you were amazing on The Tonight Show. I was literally laughing out loud when I watched it. I adore you all and can't wait to see you live. Also, to clarify, I didn't mean I 100% understand in a negative slash annoying way because I've never emailed Netflix to advance my career or anything. And so clearly I can't fully understand, but more just the general agony of sending an important email that you painstakingly reread 1,000 times. Anyway, I hope you know what I meant.
Oh my God, I love
She's
it.
She's so cute.
She's adorable.
Oh.
That message warmed my heart so much because she's so honest and real and just like... Because I've definitely sent messages like this to people where I'm like, and by the way, if I didn't mean it like that, if that's how you took it, but I just want you to know I connected with you in that way. Like, I just, the fact that somebody connects with us like that is crazy to me. And I thank you so much, Corey, for taking the time.
Yeah.
You are a doll, and I'm so happy we got to meet you. Yeah. So.
And we get these emails and messages on a daily basis. I mean, so Mondays are my self-helpless answering email days, just for anybody who hasn't gotten a response. It'll take a week. But I go through them now, and it's so interesting that every week that goes by, it takes me longer and longer to respond because there's more and more and more. And it's just... I mean, I'm dumbfounded. It's like, it's the craziest, coolest thing, the nicest things people say and that they share with us. And, you know, So if join the Patreon for more stuff like that.
Because
we will read every single one on the show.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody goes, because my OCD will not allow it. Nobody goes unresponded to. If I can help
it. Yeah, the Patreon has been really, really cool. I know it just sounds like a shameless plug, but we
do enjoy it. You said you enjoyed recording those more.
I do. I enjoy the Patreon episodes way more because they're less structured. We can be more honest. We have gotten pretty honest on this main one. But that was when Hannah messaged me, I was like, oh, which Patreon episode did I say his name? Like, I was just so freaked out. She goes, oh, no, I know. She like, explained. And I was like, oh, thank God. Like, how much did I slip up? Because some Patreons I walk away from where we're like, well, 100 people know a lot of things.
Yeah.
It is out there.
Yes. Yeah. Should I move into a couple treat myself?
Please do, because we are very... Oh my God, I'm so excited for you.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's been, I think I've been without stand-up like a little over a month. I don't remember.
Feeling good?
But yeah, I feel really good. I feel so confident in my decision. It's like night and day to how it was. And like you were saying, like you've been having more room for stuff. I've been going to bridal showers and parties and meeting with my friends and family, hanging out with my siblings more. Like
I've noticed that. I feel like you're always like going to something like that.
Oh my God. It's been awesome. And, I like didn't realize how much I was craving it until I was actually at these places to the point where like, I walk in a room to a party or something and they're like, did a show get canceled? How did you get here? Like, why are you here? And I'm like, wow, I've been gone a while. Like if the first response to me is shocked that I'm there because it must have, you know, something must have fallen through. So I'm just like, no, I'm going to start doing this more, guys. This is me now. Like, I'm going to be around.
Yeah.
Like, wow,
Papa's home.
Papa's home.
Sit on my lap. Give me a kiss. I've been really enjoying just like those things. And then Kim and I started playing softball again. That's how we met. So that's kind of coming full circle. We're back on the softball team together. Pretty fucking cute. I bought myself a workout.
Are you
going to
do the thing where you take the picture and it's the first picture you took of the softball and the second?
I should probably do that now.
Yeah, you should.
I
guess
get I'll on it.
Do you have a selfie from the first time you were on? Or like a picture, a group picture?
Oh, you know
that might
what?
Even be better.
I don't think so because we had just started.
Always think about the gram.
Wasted opportunity.
Take a picture with every man you meet, ladies, because you never know when you're gonna need a TBT.
So true. I bought myself one of those armband things for your phone for when you run.
What?
I've never owned one before.
Wow.
And I'm not a runner and I don't necessarily enjoy it, but I am trying
you're
to get
strap
home.
I know,
I
was gonna
down.
Say.
I know.
How is that going?
Oh, it's been fine. They really don't move much. I bought myself an armband for my phone so I could like listen to music and podcasts and things, and I have been going for a run every couple days.
Good That's for amazing. You.
And by run, I mean it's like a walk jog combo situation.
I do
but
that.
Still,
counts.
You know?
I like that. Yeah.
And I'm like, why can't I be somebody who runs? I have it in my head that I'm like, I'm not somebody who runs, so I will never start running. I'm like, fuck you, Delaney. I'm going to start running. Watch me. And it's been weird, but good. Yeah. And I've been tricking myself into being healthier. Like, seriously, hot tip, guys. I have a lot of food issues, as we know. I have tricked myself into being like, okay, I know that you want this cheeseburger and you can have it, but just eat this healthy meal first. And if you're still hungry and craving it, you can have the cheeseburger.
I read that in Whole30.
Did you really?
Yeah, they said, you can have that thing. Just wait until tomorrow. And they're like, 9 times out of 10, you won't even want the thing tomorrow.
Oh, interesting.
You're
whoa. Oh, I did not know that was
I think it was Whole30. I have also read a lot of things about food issues.
Oh, that's so interesting. No, I was just thinking like right now. Like I want a cheeseburger for dinner.
Yeah.
But I'm going to eat my first dinner first, and then second will be my cheeseburger. And I haven't
I'm going to eat my first dinner first.
You want to smell my fingers? I smell like In-N-Out.
Oh, God, no. Get them away. I've been tricking myself into eating healthy. And because I'm, like, really serious about the whole, I'm starting my own business and I want it to be successful, I've just been researching what successful business owners do. And they all exercise and eat healthy and meditate, most of them. There's a through line there. And, like, as much as it's foreign to me or hard, I want my business to do well.
Yeah,
so I'm going to do these things that will help my mind be clear, which is probably not the best reason to do it, but it's the only reason I'm
that's
able
what
to
you
stick
need.
With it.
Do
it's
it.
The one
yeah.
that's sticking with me, which is like, oh, how can I just work more?
If you're not worth the effort, those dick mugs are. That's what I said.
By there George.
Oh my God. Was I telling you recently how like embarrassed I sometimes am the fact that I feel like I've changed so much like every couple months on this show, and I shout out to the world that I'm going to be doing something new or different, and you know what I mean?
No.
Like, no, I'm going to be I want to be an actor. Oh no, I don't. I did some research, talked to some people. I don't want that life. I'm going to be a producer. Oh no, that's actually not what I want because I experienced this, and no, not for me. But it's like, okay, I really feel like the dick mugs are it, guys. I'm just going to go out there and be like, this is my thing.
You're
now.
On a journey.
This is my journey. I think I've arrived at least for
now. I'm 24. I could be like a mom in 3 years. Like we are all investments. Okay.
That's true. Oh man. Okay. Biggest one. Cam and I got our dream apartment, and
and it is beautiful.
I'm so excited. It's in my dream area. I worked very hard to find it and get it, and I'm so excited. I had a lot of treat yourselves. Sorry,
good.
That was a long
no,
one.
No, that's great.
You know what else? I don't even think we talked about it. You and I went out drinking.
We did.
We did a three of us pho.
Yes.
Which was a treat all of ourselves.
Yes.
And then Tay had a show.
Yeah.
A couple.
I had a couple.
She's a badass.
Shows.
She's preparing.
And Delaney and I just looked at each other like a couple old sailors. We're like, you want to go get a drink? And by that, we just meant go to my place and just drink like an entire, we just finished a bottle of vodka.
Yeah.
And then stumbled over to a bar, had a great time.
Oh, before the bar, we were doing hip-hop dancing in your apartment.
Just two of us.
Fun.
My cat's watching.
You guys, why aren't you filming this stuff for the Patreon?
Because it's just
think about
in the
it.
Moment. That's
no,
part of... That's,
you're,
that's
nothing
part
about
of,
your life is in the moment anymore,
that's part
Kelsey.
Of living.
You belong to the self-helpless listeners. Next time you're having a good moment, you record it.
Vegas, we will record a lot.
It was so fun.
It was really fun.
Really enjoy getting drunk with you.
It was fantastic. Me too. Absolutely.
That was a nice treat.
Great times.
Yes.
All right.
That was the most polite way to be like, I really enjoy being wasted
yeah.
alongside you, comrade.
So polite. We went on a hike. We've done so many things since we recorded.
We did. So we went on a nice hike and lunch. We have been trying to take more breaks and do nice things. Yeah,
and we hope it influences.
But what did we do on the hike, everybody? Took a picture.
This is true. Should we get in the meat?
Yeah, let's get in the meat.
Should we go over this, the signs and symptoms of burnout, what it is, all that? I screenshotted some
things. Who told you about burnout? My therapist
at the time.
Okay.
Because I told her what was, when I had, I think I had called Kelsey or somebody. And
yeah.
I was just walking around my work and I felt weird. Like I felt my brain was fried. I couldn't think properly. I had just missed a lunch that I had like planned. Like I totally forgot about it. Like my attention span was like 2 seconds, like a freaking goldfish. And I'm like, yeah, I did, like, something feels weird. I had a tightness in my chest, all this stuff. Mm. And that's what made me like, I gotta go to therapy. Like, I have to get into somebody. Get into, gross. But yeah, so that was the
start.
And then she was basically saying like, oh, you know, these symptoms that you're having is a sign of burnout. And I was like, yeah, everybody's burnt out. Like, this is life.
Yeah, but, this is Hollywood, yeah. Lady. Welcome to LA. Yeah. Get in line.
Yeah, times of I don't know. But she's like, no, there's actually like symptoms and things going on in your brain and like medical stuff that goes along with it. It's not just like a word that is thrown around. So I want you to do some more research about it. But like, your neurons are basically not firing properly.
Yeah.
Wow. And I'm like, shit. So that's how I've kind of started taking it seriously versus just like, oh, yeah, I'm so burnt out today. I did a lot
so
of
tired.
Shit. Yeah.
Well, and we also went to a Workaholics Anonymous meeting.
Yes.
Which we did an episode about that. And we've touched on this a little bit before, but this is like, it's a really serious thing that's definitely impacted all of us.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Absolutely. And yeah, that was a big click in my head. Like, oh, yeah, that could be me.
Yeah.
If I don't get my shit under control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People seek help for this. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
Once you told us about burnout, I was like, oh, thank God, an excuse. Like, I was like, thank God, this is a real thing. Because I had just felt like I was weak
all
the time. I was like, why can't I handle my dreams coming true?
And once you know, you can't unknow.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, there's a name for this and it's real. And
you feel it coming on.
I want to have Pete Lee on the podcast. He's so wonderful. He'd be so good for this podcast. And he was talking about the burnout thing with me and how I think I told you guys that I think was talking to like a therapist of his that said, you're not weak. You're not Superman. You're a person and you're asking yourself to do these things that are not realistic for a human body and a human mind to keep up with.
Right.
So stop shaming yourself for like feeling burnt out. You are not Superman. I thought that was a really interesting way to look at it because I think we think that.
Absolutely. If you guys don't know what burnout is, I'll just read a little bit about it. Burnout is not a simple result of long hours. The cynicism, suppression, and lethargy of burnout can occur when you're not in control of how you carry out your job, when you're working towards goals that don't resonate with you, and when you lack social support. If you don't tailor your responsibilities to match your true calling, or at least take a break once in a while, you could face a mountain of mental and physical health problems. Some of the signs, chronic stress that can lead to physical and emotional exhaustion, cynicism and detachment, feelings of ineffectiveness, and lack of accomplishment. There's so many.
I didn't realize fatigue. That was part of it.
Yeah, insomnia, forgetfulness, impaired concentration and attention. I was experiencing that so badly, to the point where like Cam's like, I just, you know, I told you this, like, you know, 15 minutes ago. Physical symptoms, shortness of breath, chest pain, which I was having, heart palpitations, dizziness, fainting, headaches. Increased illness. You guys were always getting sick. Remember that period of time where like was always fighting
We couldn't not get what was ever on that plane.
Oh
yeah,
it was every other month.
Yeah,
if not more than that.
You guys were sick a lot.
We were just sick for like a year.
Yeah,
6 months to a year.
Yeah,
I can't believe that now. Feeling how I do now, I can't believe I let it get that bad. Where it was like, oh, I'm just. Okay, well,
it's just who I am now. I'm just a sick person.
I just have a low immune system. Loss of appetite is another one. Anxiety, depression, anger. Remember, Kelsey, you said, I just wake up angry.
Yes.
Oh, my
Remember
God.
That? I will never forget when you said that.
I still struggle with that.
Yeah.
I mean, anger is definitely like a real outlet that you know, you're talking about forgetfulness.
Yeah.
Anger is like a big one for me.
Mine is big time concentration and forgetfulness.
Chest pain was scary too.
You had that recently.
I had that pretty bad. And it'll come and go. And when it does, I'm like, oh no. Cause I thought it was just anxiety, but it's like a combination of all of it. And it feels like you're going to die.
Oh my God.
It's not good.
It's scary. It goes even into more depth because they have physical signs and symptoms of burnout and then emotional signs and symptoms of burnout. So if you have any of this stuff, lowered immunity, feeling tired and drained all the time, frequent headaches and muscle pain, change in appetite or sleep habits, and then the emotional signs, sense of failure and self-doubt, feeling helpless, trapped, defeated, detachment, feeling alone in the world, loss of motivation, increasingly cynical, negative outlook, decreased satisfaction and sense of accomplishment, withrawing from responsibilities. There's behavioral signs, isolating yourself from others, procrastinating, using food, drugs, or alcohol to cope, taking out your frustrations on others, skipping work or coming in late, leaving early. I mean, yeah. Wow.
Isolation is an interesting one. I definitely do that when I get burnt out. I was doing that when I was in New York for that weekend. That was just kind of rough.
Right.
And I could feel myself withdrawing from people that weren't essential to me.
Right.
And I really had to force myself to, like, I know I called you. I had to force myself to, like, call my dad. Like, I was just really actively trying to reach out because I could feel myself just retracting into, like, just sinking deeper into just my own head, and it wasn't good. There was one night there was some basketball game on after the show, and I was like, I have to stay here and watch this basketball game with the staff, because if I don't, I'm gonna just go back to the hotel room and I'm gonna be there alone for too long. It was bad.
Yeah. That's scary.
It's scary
when you feel that way. And it's like you also kind of feel helpless, like, to stop it. Like, you don't know how to get out of it or how to cut back, or like when you're, you know, when you're so, like, if you're addicted to your work or whatever it might be, it's like, I know this is not good for me, but I don't know how to get out of it. When I was doing, on top of a full-time job, doing stand-up almost every night and not knowing why I was doing it.
Insane.
That was a big thing. And I would call my mom crying after a show. Maybe I'm driving home from Ventura. It's an hour drive. I got to be at work at 8. You know, it's midnight. And I'm just like, I don't even know why I am doing this. I feel like I'm punishing myself. And then she's like, well, why don't you just stop or cut back? I was like, I can't. I really felt like I couldn't, even though that was all self-imposed.
Yeah.
Nobody was making me. But, I mean, you really feel like you don't know how to get out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, we talked about it when we watched Happy, the Netflix documentary, that people die from this in, was it Japan?
Yeah.
I can't remember the term for it, but people are actually so overworked there that they die from this, from burnout.
Right.
And I think it's, I mean, that's a really big extreme there, but also in America, it's a real bummer that the typical work week is 5 days and then 2 days off.
Yeah.
Because I don't know who wouldn't feel burnt out at the end of their work week. I mean, think about everybody you talk to that works a standard day job. I mean, I don't know if you feel this way, but when Friday hits, it's like, oh my God, I can barely pick my head up and do what I'm supposed to do. And then you only get 2 days off. Like, it would be so nice if what was standard was 4 days of work, 3 days off. I just feel like everybody would be a better person and a happier, more healthy person.
Absolutely.
But in this country, it's just like work.
No, always. This system needs to change. Like, I have heard of businesses popping up that are changing the work hours thing, but there's been so many studies that, like, you only have 3 or 4 productive hours a day in your day job. Mm-hmm. Like, you can get all your work done in a few hours. The rest of it is just like sitting there, hanging out,
pranking
whatever.
Dwight.
Exactly. watching YouTube, whatever people are doing.
Yeah,
and like you said, there's no, I hope that changes where it's like you're at work for 4 or 5 hours a few days a week and you just work your ass off for that time and then you have your free time.
You
I don't know.
Great at that. My stepmom is great at that.
Yeah.
She's like a super hard worker and she takes her time in the morning. She like walks the dog. She makes her shake.
You know,
she probably goes to work at like maybe 11 and then she wraps up around, you know, between like 4 and 6. So it's only like, you know, 5 hours most of the time or 5-6 hours. And but she gets more done in that time than most anyone else. And she is always on call. I mean, so there's that. But then, you know, she comes home, she walks her dog, she like makes a point to do the things she needs to do. My dad was telling me the other day, she's like, she disappears every day from like 4 to 6. I don't know where she goes, but she just takes a lap around Macy's or something. Like, she just knows. She's like just calibrated her machine so well that she knows, like, this is when I'm gonna just crush everything.
Yeah.
And right, then I'm gonna get back to my dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I think we can all agree, like, the only way to fix burnout is to take a break.
Which you in the beginning feels impossible.
Totally. Yeah. You cannot push through burnout.
Well, and it's so messed up because the way you get burnt out is by working super hard to be the best that you can be.
Yeah.
And the only way to fix it is to stop working hard, which feels like failing.
Yeah.
And you're like, so I have to, do I just have to be different? Like, do I just have to be fine with the fact that I'm maybe not going to be as successful as I can be because I can't handle it? That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I get burnt out.
Yeah. That's exactly how I feel too, where I'm like, oh, do I just have to change all my goals now?
Mm-hmm.
Now that I've decided I can't function the way I was living, do I just have to want different things? It's like, it's very daunting.
Because there will always be people who are doing the stuff that you think.
That are Kevin Harding.
That are Kevin Harding it. Right, yeah, right. Exactly. Where you're just like, they get up at 5 a.m. and they sleep 4 hours a day. And you just have to know what your limits are, what you can handle. I mean, even Delaney, like you said, like, you don't want this lifestyle. You didn't want to do the actor's lifestyle either.
Right.
And it's all trial and error of figuring out just what you individually are able to stomach as far as the time you can put in.
Yeah. And what's happiness to you.
Exactly. Yeah. And success and all that. The only way I got clarity was from taking a break or a step back from it. And it gets easier as the days go by.
Absolutely.
Like, it's like the first
Alcoholics Anonymous. It's like one day at a time.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it, you know, it slowly gets easier. It slowly, you know, becomes part of your past. But, if anybody's feeling this way, I really like, oh, you have to stop. Like, you have to take a break and step away from it. I know it sounds awful and the worst, but that's when I really started reevaluating, like, okay, well, I don't want this. So, like, what do I want?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I like this. I like this. And I like this. So basically, it's funny because I spent so much, you know, of the last almost 7 years out every night being busy all over the place. And now I'm like, what do I want? I was like, oh, I want to figure out a way to work from my home so I can be home more. That's what I've been wanting the whole time. No wonder I was fucking miserable.
Yeah,
I want to be home. And like we said, it's like, it feels like failure that you just want to be home and feel safe and taken care of or whatever. But I've basically tried to figure out, okay, how can I work from home and be home? Like, I was kind of going against everything that I internally wanted.
Yeah
Which is weird.
That's so weird.
And now I'm like, okay, I'm gonna build my at-home handmade business so I can have flexible hours so I can, you know, schedule my time the way I want, work from home. I like the idea of working on my own by myself just excites me. Like, I feel like I've been overstimulated for the past 7 years, and now I just want to be by myself and just be very selective with who I spend time with, and, you know, quality over quantity, and, you know, adopt a dog and just cook and take care of my body and all this stuff where, I who knew that I actually wanted those things internally?
Same.
I didn't know I wanted them because I couldn't hear it with all the other noise, all the external noise.
Yeah.
You know?
And once you hear it, I mean, it's kind of like what I said, it's like, once you know, you kind of know it. But I think once you hear that voice, it's like, you can't fight it.
No.
Yeah.
Because you've been fighting it. And once it's finally clear enough that you're like, oh, I have to do this.
Yeah.
Like, I have to listen to what my heart wants.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to have a baby just so I have an excuse to stay home.
High five and Taylor on that.
I'm like, I would love to go out, but I got this thing I made.
Boy, have I felt that way.
Dude, that's so funny you said that, because I just was talking to somebody about, I want a dog because I like dogs, but part of me wants a dog as almost like a security deposit on my new life in a way, where it's like, if I get a dog, I have to be home because somebody's, you know, relying on me to take care of it. And I can't be out running around all over the place. So it's going to keep me in check.
Yeah. And like, judgment free. People could be more judgy if you're like, oh, I just don't want to be out with you.
Yeah.
But if you're like, no, I need to take care of my dog, everybody's like, oh, I get it.
Right.
Yeah. I have a new joke about that, about how I'm like, did you guys know that in your 20s, it's not it's not good enough to just say I don't want to. You know, you have to have like a really hardcore excuse to not go out. Like when you're a parent, you can just be like, oh, I made people and they're at home and I have to feed them. And everyone's like, oh, totally. Like your life sucks. But like as otherwise, so I just have like really hardcore excuses now that no one can argue with. I'm just like, oh, I think I'm probably an alcoholic. So I can't go with you, but that sounds fun.
I felt bad. And I've told you guys this before, but I felt bad even postponing our photo shoot because I'm like, oh, I just like, I don't want to disappoint them. And everybody like moved their schedule. Mm-hmm. But once I realized what like, actually my flight was, I was like, this is when you start to get down that bad path. You have to know that you are not Superman. You have to give yourself some time to do these things. But with the, you're talking about having a baby at home, remember when I was texting with you because when I had the rash, I made the mistake of Googling, which of course always ends up that you're pregnant. For sure, without fail. And of course,
Google's like, you're pregnant. And you're like, no, I'm not. And they're like, then it's probably cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
one or the other. And so the rash I had on my arms a couple weeks ago, which has gone away, thank God, it could have been like seven different things, which is so frustrating because I didn't know what to stop doing or what was causing it. Yeah. But there's a thing called like the pregnancy rash. And my period started like a week, no, like 10 days early, which never happens for me. Everything was just like something weird was happening with my body. So I see like my period's off and I've got this quote unquote pregnancy rash. So I texted Taylor. I was like, well, it says I could be pregnant. And you were really good at being like, you're probably not. It's fine. Yeah. Like just take a test. You'll be fine. And I'm not. But there's that part of my brain that's like, if I'm pregnant, then I can take a break for 9 months and nobody would make me feel bad about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about it because I remember you saying like, you know, with, I think did we talk about it on the birth control episode? Of like, there's a little part of you that's like disappointed.
After when you find out you're not.
Yes. Yeah. Right. When you're with the person like you are, it's your soulmate. And you know you're like picturing like someone on Kane's shoulders and you're like, that would be amazing. And then there's a little bit of you, so I was wondering, I was like, I wonder if she's gonna be sad if she's
And it was a little bit because always in my mind, I mean, I do this with myself probably every other month, maybe every month, where like something's weird in my body and I'm like, oh, I might be pregnant, because shit like that does happen, you know. I don't use condoms, we just use the pill, and like, you know, it's not 100% effective. Right. Even if you take it right. So
that terrifies me.
I've always just thought, hey, one of these days, if you're feeling nauseous and you're bloated and something's up, like, you might be pregnant.
Yeah.
And it's always that little bit of like, oh, do I want that? Would I be upset? Would I be like overjoyed? Right. And part of me is so scared to like intentionally get pregnant. Part of me is like, I just want to get accidentally pregnant. So it's like done.
So I don't have to be the one, because then you don't have to hold yourself accountable.
Yeah, like I didn't pull the trigger on getting pregnant. I just got pregnant and now I'm happy, you know.
Yeah,
but it's, I don't know.
Does, but it wasn't sense? It's not like I decided to do this and take a break from my career. It's just like, you know what, life happened.
It, right,
it's fate. Yeah. I took the pill.
Oh man, especially when I'm taking the pill and it's like, well, you know, I did everything I could.
I'm not, this was meant to happen.
I feel you on that one for sure.
I just want permission to take a break.
That's what you
what
want.
You need, so you need to give.
But
yourself
a baby
permission.
Wouldn't be a break.
No. Oh, I know.
That's
a change of life forever.
Yeah,
but
that's a lot of work. It's interesting. I used to think that like people use their pets or their kids or whatever as like an excuse like not to do stuff, which I'm sure some people do. But now that I'm living this new like home lifestyle, I'm like, oh, they just don't want to go out and do stuff. And they really just like, for me, it's like, oh, I just like being home more than most other things.
Yeah.
Almost everything. And now I'm like, oh, like I used to feel bad for them. Like, oh my God, they can't do anything fun. They have to stay at home with their baby or their kid or their dog. It's like, oh no, they're choosing that. They want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're at home fostering skin-to-skin contact, drinking Ovaltine.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it looks great.
Yeah.
Well, and you guys are in the great position of, like, you found the people.
Yeah.
You know? Like, my best friend from high school is like that, too. She's with, like, the guy. Like, they're, like, looking at houses.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, that looks great. Like, that's what's so frustrating is, part going back to the colored in thing
right.
of being 24 is like, I'm not ready to be married yet, but I would really like to be ready yeah. so that it's yeah. just done.
Yeah.
I just want to be done. I don't want to have to worry about putting on mascara when I get on planes. Like, it doesn't matter oh, who sits by
stop
me.
Stop doing
don't that.
That
anyway.
I don't, I stopped doing that a while ago. But when I'm single, I do think about it. I'm just not single
really?
Very much.
Hey.
But hey. But that's like that. The that's the worst thing I've ever said.
Also,
but it is
never
true.
Wear makeup on a flight because it clogs your pores and you get acne.
It does. Oh, but dude, yeah. my pores get clogged anyway.
Oh, yeah. It's always a nightmare.
It's always a nightmare.
Always a nightmare.
It's horrible. I feel like my skin is so sensitive. I was like really clear and then I got my eyebrows waxed and I had waited a little too long and she put some stuff on it and I was like, oh,
the stuff.
I was like, honestly, yeah. they don't usually do that. And she goes, oh, this is like a new thing and it's great. And she just did it. And I was like, all right. And I did everything.
Did she
right.
rub it around your face?
Not around my face, but okay. she, like, you know, her, you know how their hands kind of touch other parts of your face
yep.
while they're waxing.
I got, you don't have this, so don't get afraid because you would know already, but I had like, I got a cystic acne infection 10 years ago from a woman who I went in to get my hair cut and she's like, we're doing free full face waxing today.
Oh, geez.
Literally full wax every part of your face. And she's like, everybody's loving it. Your makeup will go on so smooth. And I was young and I was like, okay, if it's free. And oh, this God. Chick did not wash her hands. She ripped all the hair off of my face
oh,
and with
geez.
All my pores open, she rubbed like oil into
oh.
my face. And within a oh, few days to a week, I had like every pore was a deep cyst.
Oh my God.
And that is what led to me having to be on antibiotics,
yeah.
which then I stayed on for 3 years, and then which gave me the candida overgrowth and fucked up my whole health.
Oh, wow.
So
dude.
Be careful when you make those sort of decisions.
Nothing in life is free.
It yeah. changed the course yeah. of my actual life and my health. I can never eat pizza again because of that woman.
Oh my God.
Gosh.
I want to murder her for you. But yeah. also, you're supposed to have hair on your face. Leave your face alone.
Yeah, but I want my eyebrows to be.
Oh no, that's fine. I get that.
Really
but
nice.
Like, no, don't wax your whole face. Don't, I
didn't
do
wax
eyebrow
one.
Threading because,
yes.
as you can see, I have a scar on my eyebrow.
I have a scar on my eyebrow too
because I got waxed when I was younger, and they took a
that's
chunk
from
of my
waxing?
Fucking eyebrow off.
Oh my
yeah.
God,
yeah.
I am horrified.
Yeah. So you see there's a little scar
yeah.
there because they tore a piece of skin and I didn't get waxed for years. And then I'm like, oh God, my eyebrows are really rough. So I went to like a nicer place, started getting waxing again. But now I get eyebrow threadings instead of wax.
Yeah.
Have you guys done eyebrow
no.
threading? I like the threading more because they're just pulling the hair out. They're not pulling the hair
the
and
skin.
The skin that doesn't need to be. So for me, it's just like they're targeting what
yeah.
they need and they're leaving the rest alone. But yeah, they, I mean,
I'm
I,
furious.
Yeah, somebody ripped a chunk of my skin out.
That's
I was like,
furious.
I think I was 16 or 17. So, you know, that baby skin.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I know mine's from when I was the baby. Well, mine's like an actual baby. Do you kind of see, do you see the line in there? Probably not. I'm going to fuck up my eyebrows. There's like a line in this one. I think it's like,
no,
okay.
I don't
there's
see
a
that.
Line in there somewhere, but it's from like tripping when I was a baby.
Oh, no, I actually, I have like a full on
oh.
dent.
I
know,
tripped when
crazy.
I was a baby and I have a dent in my skull now. Do you see
really?
That when I go like this? Do you see that dent?
Oh, a little, but that's
I can't
when
tell
you
it's
do
a
that
dent.
With your
if you rub your, finger
your,
over my forehead, my skull goes in.
Whoa.
So when I was two, I was bounced on my mom's and dad's bed and I got my feet caught in the covers and I flew forward and they had
oh.
a wooden headboard and
oh.
I went right on the corner edge. And when you're two, you're, you know, fucking that shit's
like
soft.
Most of us have I have a dent somewhere.
Yeah.
I probably have dents.
Yeah.
We're a little
oh,
banged
man.
Up.
Well, now
yeah.
that we've revealed who we really are.
Yeah.
I
know. Oh, my
no,
gosh.
Be careful with the beauty stuff because I have gotten facial infections, too.
Oh, my God.
About. Yeah.
Trust no one.
Yeah.
yeah.
Always.
Well, we should probably plug stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
But, yeah, again, just as a final thought, if you are feeling burnt out or you're feeling any of those things, or all of those things, it's really hard to come to terms with. I think we've all really struggled with it.
Yeah.
Delaney was the first of the three of us to come
yes.
to terms with it. And then
our
she
pioneer.
Had to, pioneer. And she had to convince Kelsey and I that we were burnt out. And Kelsey and I would straight up talk to each other afterward, like, I just don't think Delaney gets it.
yeah.
And like 2 weeks later, we were like, oh, we don't get it.
Yeah.
like we
oh,
were
weird
so burnt out, but we were just like, we can't lose momentum. Like just, I think I know she's trying to take care of us, but
yeah.
like we got to grind, man. And we were just, enabling each other, and then I don't remember who broke first, and it just
I think
slowly.
I broke.
Maybe
you
broke
were
first.
In deeper because when we went to the Workaholics Anonymous, you're like, I don't even think I'm a workaholic. We're like,
oh, that's,
<"Bruh.">
that's I'm a few years behind everybody in age and everything else. Where I'm just like, I really think it'll work this time with him. And they're like, okay. And yeah. So if you're feeling all those things, like, don't ignore it. Yeah. Talk right to a therapist if you can. Yeah. Yeah. Write in for sure.
Yeah.
And just figure out a way to take care of yourself, because it's just not worth it. And like Delaney said, you cannot push through burnout.
You'll kill yourself.
You are right.
You'll kill yourself.
It's a wall.
You'll have a heart attack.
You won't beat it.
You'll have a heart attack. You'll fall asleep at the wheel. You will fall and hurt yourself. Like, there is no getting out of it. There's no pushing through it. You have to stop.
That's such a great way to put it. It's unbeatable. Yeah, you got to stop.
Because you either take the break on your own, or you're forced to take a break because something shitty happens.
Yeah.
Yes.
And those are the two things that happen.
That's why you keep getting sick, because your body's like, you. Yeah. Bitch, stop.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Whew. Absolutely.
Whew.
Okay.
All right, let's plug some dates.
I'm at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, and kelseycook.com for tour dates. And you know what, right now, the only thing I really have to plug as of this moment is headlining the Comedy Loft in Washington, D.C., July 25th and 26th. Ooh. I'm sure some things will come in those weeks between, but honestly, maybe not. And
that's okay. Not mad about it. I'm at T-Tom Comedy on Instagram, Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter. If anyone's still into that, we've been informed by various people that it's been Twitter's dead for dead. Years, but it's fine. We're still out there.
And CPR and a dead horse.
But I'm still there, you know, plugging away in the graveyard. And then it's ttopcomedy.com for tour dates. And if, you know, this week, it airs the day after, right, Kelsey?
Yes.
Yeah. So July 29th, I will be on The Tonight Show, and you can see if I failed or not.
No, you will not.
I'm nervous about it. But you know what's crazy? I'm nervous about it, but then I'm also not, because like, I've been running the set and I know it'll kind of go back and forth where it'll, you know, it won't go as well as I want, and I'll feel like, oh, it sucks now, and then it'll work really well, and I'll be like, I'm gonna murder this. So I'm just gonna go. I'm not looking forward to the back and forth of it all, but like tonight I have a set after this, and I'm just gonna work on new stuff because I have to like let it breathe a little bit.
Yeah.
But then after that, I'm taking a break, you guys.
We're going to Vegas.
But then July 19th to 22nd, I'm right back in it, headlining the Tampa Improv. And July 26th through the 29th, I am at the Addison Improv in Dallas, Texas. So, you know, just right back in it. I thought, you know, 2 weeks, plenty of time to fix myself, right? That's enough time to be completely normal. And I'm gonna be gone for like a week of it with like Vegas, and then I'm gonna go see family, so I will be like traveling a little bit, but it'll be nice travel.
Sure.
It'll be good. So that's fine.
We'll be poolside, baby.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Be good.
I will be decorating my new apartment with various things. Yes.
Oh my gosh,
that I will be making awesome. Probably out of rocks and wood and painting them and looking at stuff on fucking Pinterest. I don't know.
Okay,
I'm really
Tom
trying
Hanks.
To get into this stuff. Yeah. I'm really trying to get into this new lifestyle. DelaneyFisher.com, but who the fuck cares? I'm not gonna be anywhere where you can see me anytime soon.
Unless you do a self-helpless tour.
Yeah, self-helpless
tour. Still planning on.
Absolutely. 100%.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
I'm all in for that shit.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, tell a friend about self-helpless. If you love this show and you know a friend or a coworker or family member that you think would also love it, just let them know, because that is one of the fastest ways that podcasts get out there, is just word of mouth. So send a link to a friend. Tell them we would love it.
Absolutely. Take a screenshot for your Instagram story. Jared Freed, because I started listening to the You Up podcast.
Yeah.
It's great, by the way, if you want to check it out, just to plug his podcast. It's going great. He doesn't even need that plug. But he says in it, like, you know, take a screenshot and put it in your Instagram story and let people know you're listening.
Nice.
So if you guys
great
do that.
Idea.
I mean, I've done that with show. Like, when people post about stuff in their Instagram story, like, I know something happened on Handmaid's Tale. I don't know what it is, but I know it was bad and
so
it affected people enough to make like sweaty Instagram videos from their beds. Just like, you guys, Handmaid's Tale. And I was like, well, I guess I got to catch up now. So it does make a difference, and it is super helpful. And we really appreciate it. And always, you know, subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes, because it really helps, and we read them all, and we just love you.
And
we just love
one more thing, Dicks by Delaney is on Etsy right now, but I am set to launch in July or early August, because I am moving now, so it's going to take up a little time. But yeah, there will be a dicksbydelaney.com very, very soon. I'm very excited. I've been working hard to do all the right things before you start like a business. So
attagirl.
I'm just very excited about it.
Yay.
All right. We love you guys. We'll talk to
you
next week.
Love you. Bye.
Why won't it let me?